residents of Tudunwada on the outskirts of Jos, the capital of Plateau State, say it had been a bloody day as gunfire and explosions rattled around the region. A Muslim resident of Tudunwada, Abdullahi Mohammed, says the minority Muslim community is under siege and appeal for urgent help.
I don't know what will happen at Tudunwada. The whole area will be ablaze. We don't have anything to defend ourselves. We don't have anything to eat. As I'm speaking to you right now, they killed my younger brother. They shot him dead. They shot him dead. We need now. We need to pull out our children and the women out of the area. So whatever be, whatever will happen, let it happen. Because the situation is terribly bad.
The violence was reportedly triggered by a disputed vote for a new local government chairman in Jos North, the commercial center of Plateau State, and a key political constituency. Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation with 140 million people, is roughly equally divided between Muslims and Christians, who generally live peacefully side by side. But hostility has simmered in the past in Plateau State. Hundreds were killed in ethnic religious street fighting in Jos in 2001. 3 years later, hundreds more died in clashes in the town of Yawa, leading then-President Olusegun Obasanjo to declare a state of emergency and impose a curfew. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.